Because it is almost dark, we only have a few moments to talk. Please listen carefully. It is very important what you are about to hear. In a few moments, we will be boarding the buses and going to take holy bath in Sri Radha Kund. We would like to speak for many hours on the subject of Sri Radha Kund, but we should bathe before it is dark. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered Sri Radha Kund. There were two paddy fields in a village called Arithagram. Even the Brijabasis had lost the exact place where Radha Kund and Sham Kund were. But it is declared in the scriptures to be the holiest of all holy places. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered prayers. In essence, that the waters of Radha Kund are the pure ecstatic love of Sri Radharani in liquid form. And anyone who sincerely bathes in Radha Kund will attain that same love of Sri Radharani's heart. Sri Rupa Goswami explains in Upadeshamrita that Sri Radha Kund is the holiest of all holy places in the entire universal creation. Within the earth, the holiest place is India, Bharat Bhumi, where the Lord has incarnated many times. On the earth, the holiest place is in India, the holiest place is Mathura Mandala. The holiest place in Mathura Mandala is the 12 forests of Vrindavan, of which the holiest of the forest of Vrindavan. Within the forest of Vrindavan, the holiest place is Govardhan, and the holiest of all holy places is Sri Radha Kund and Sri Sham Kund. Radha Kund was created by Srimati Radharani. Sham Kund was created by Lord Krishna. All the holy places of pilgrimage have entered into Radha Kund and Sham Kund. But most of all, it is the most intimate, confidential place where Sri Sri Radha Gopinath perform their transcendental pastimes. They have filled these kunds with their own ecstatic love. When we bathe in Radha Kund, it should be done in very deep, sincere prayer. We should not be playful. We should not be sportive. At one time, devotees were splashing and joking while bathing in Radha Kund, and Prabhupada banned any devotees from bathing in Radha Kund, because he considered it was such a serious offense. We should approach no talking except absolutely essentials. We should be chanting the holy names and offering deep heartfelt prayers, begging for mercy, begging for pure unalloyed desire for devotional service. It is in that spirit, sincere, helpless beggars, that we should pray. We should offer our full obeisances. And then with great reverence, sprinkle 3 drops of water upon our heads. Then take achman. And then you may enter into Sri Radha Kund. Do not even consider a single thought of sense gratification or bodily conception. Enter Sri Radha Kund, begging for mercy, begging for love, and Sri Radharani will bestow that. So now, from this point on, our yatra will be in its highest level of seriousness. Let us chant the holy names in a prayerful mood to the buses, and then we will all assemble on the banks of Sri Radha Kund to take our bath. Sri Radharani ki jai. Just as Radharani is most dear to Krishna, Sri Radha Kund is equally dear to Krishna, because Sri Radha Kund is so very, very dear to Srimati Radharani. Now following in the footsteps of the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan, we will offer our prayers. Our Prayojana Acharya Raghunath Das Goswami resided at Radha Kund. The Bhajan Kutirs of Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhat Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, all of these great souls perform their bhajan on the banks of Sri Radha Kund. Following in their footsteps, we will now go. Jai Jai Sri Radha.